Good evening and welcome to Anime Summit Jeopardy! This special episode was written and hosted by myself, Kai, or Clear and Sweet, and will be available as a video on YouTube, though podcast listeners are encouraged to play along as well, as there are no visual clues. This will follow the same rules as normal Jeopardy, with the only exception of no daily doubles. We encourage you to subscribe to the Anime Summit YouTube channel and podcast feed, rate them on Spotify, and also check me out at youtube.com/clearandsweet. Let's meet our contestants for the evening. We have Danny, a massage therapist from South Carolina.
Pachi, pachi, hello.
Pachi, pachi,
pachi.
Pachi. Pachi, pachi, pachi. Nick, a bucket aficionado somewhere in the godforsaken Midwest.
God bless us, everyone.
Oh, my God.
And Sam, a self-proclaimed slut from the wrong side of the tracks.
Hi, Kai. Very happy to be here.
I've waited 40 years to get on Price is Right.
That's the wrong game.
Just a reminder to the contestants, all responses must be in the form of questions. Furthermore, though I did attempt to cast a wide net in our anime, all questions were indeed written by me. Obviously, I am biased, and for that, I refuse to apologize.
All magical girls, we're doomed.
Our round one categories today include directors, card games and or motorcycles, angels, the worst anime you've ever seen, ending songs, and iconic character catchphrases. In a tiebreaker backstage, we determined that I like Danny the most, so she gets to select the category first.
Oh,
it's
wow.
True, he does. I don't even blame him for that.
Danny?
You put a fast one on us?
Don't blame me if I end up winning.
The tiebreaker was that Danny just showed up on microphone before we did.
Probably.
Danny had no audio problems.
I was just patient.
Yeah, that
waiting.
Actually is the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I have a new computer, by the way, everybody. So if I sound like shit, blame everybody else except for me. Okay?
Oh, God. Let's do the worst anime you've ever seen for 100.
This forgettable horror show from 2000 was saved in North America by virtue of its comedy dub rewrite. Sam.
What is Ghost Stories?
That is correct. You have control of the board.
So I'm talking about bitch. Can I get card games and or motorcycles for 100, please?
Hold on, I'm trying to get my grid better here. Oh, okay.
Nope, doesn't matter. Too bad. You
this
fucked up.
After this question, let me fix my grid.
This nope. Film features a famous motorcycle skid on its movie poster, one that has been imitated many times. Sam.
Yeah, Kai, that is What is Akira?
That is correct.
I would have got these, but I was fuddling with my Discord.
Sounds like a you problem. Can I get card games and or motorcycles for 200, Kai?
This mercenary of the Black Lagoon Company enjoys smoking, booty shorts, and gunfights, and of course, motorcycles. Nick.
Ah, damn it.
Who is Revy?
That is correct.
Wow, just give him the answer. It's his fucking favorite character of all time.
I hope my clap peaked. Oh, God. My audio's fucking up right now.
No, it's not. It's fine. Keep going. Is it really?
Nick,
it's your turn.
Yeah, it's we can't really
I sound
edit
like
this, so.
Way I sound way fucking louder now. What the hell?
We can't really edit this, so just
okay.
It's fine. It's
okay.
Fine. Just keep going.
I select angels for 100. Do I sound okay to you guys? Don't fucking
yes.
lie to me.
These,
okay, sound good? All right.
These fallen angel sisters can be found in Datton City hunting ghosts for coins in order to get back into heaven. Sam.
What is panty and stocking with garter belt?
Okay, I will give that to you because you got it correct, but it was the Anarchy Sisters from Panty.
Ah, whatever.
Well, that counts. Yeah, that's good.
So,
I'll take I'll take Danny Sucks for 500.
Fuck you.
What is okay? No, here we go. What is? You know, I'm just gonna clap this category right now. What is? Do card games and motorcycles again for 300.
The Catapult Turtle Gambit is one of very many plays shown in the anime that is not at all possible or legal in its associated card game of the same name. Tom.
Yeah, so, what is Yu-Gi-Oh?
That is correct.
Okay,
I was going to guess that. I didn't want to risk it.
I didn't know whether to say, like, Yu-Gi-Oh or Duel Monsters, so I just, like, okay. Anyway. I'll take card games and our motorcycles for 400 again.
This show, one of very few set in South America, focuses on two women traveling on a motorcycle in search of a man they both once knew. Sam.
What is Michiko Tohachin?
I clicked the buzz! Damn it, I was going to steal it from Sam. I was going to make you so mad, Sam.
What, do 500 card games and our motorcycles, please, Kai?
This early 2000s show features Seki-sensei, an elementary school teacher who owns and rides a motorcycle. So not something you'd necessarily expect from a magical girl show aimed at elementary schoolers.
In the first half, I was going to say something else. okay.
That would be...
If we guess wrong, we get negative, right?
Yes, correct. That is correct.
So there is disincentive to just wildly guessing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, nobody got that? That would be Magical Doremi.
Oh, I was going to say, Teacher Onizuka for a second.
Yeah,
and I'm
me
like,
too. Okay.
Second half, not going to
lie.
Yeah,
at first I thought it was
there's one card
but
game
then
question
it
in
said
there.
Magical Girl.
Yeah, I should have said Doremi. It's always Doremi. That's always the answer.
So is it still me then?
Yes,
right?
It would be you, Sam.
What is... I'm paranoid. I'm paranoid. Do Angels for 200?
The fifth angel who descends upon Tokyo 3, it's an octahedron and, according to most memes, best girl. Nick.
What is Ramiel?
That is correct.
Or Ramiel Chan, as I call her. Ramiel Chan. Let's do the worst anime you've ever seen for 200.
This readaptation of a famous shoujo manga earned Kai's pick as the worst anime of the decade for the 2010s.
Oh my god, I wish I knew this.
I know you've said it before. I don't
know. That's what I'm saying. I was about to click it.
What is Hyoka?
No.
Oh, darn it.
Nickerson?
I have ideas. I just don't know for sure. So.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Okay. That would be Sailor Moon Crystal.
Oh wow!
Worst anime of the decade.
Wow. Okay.
I was thinking
literally,
else. Yeah.
Honestly, just like fucking, like I'm gonna leave because I'm so embarrassed by that.
No.
Wow.
Taste,
I should have fucking known that.
That's a no. It's okay, Danny. That's a good one.
Yeah, with Kai's taste, that makes sense. But like,
Kai's taste is so eclectic that like I thought of a million other things that wasn't.
No, it's not eclectic. He likes one thing. It's Magical Girls.
No, he likes a lot of stuff.
All right.
I would like to recommend that the viewers all check out the Sailor Moon Crystal special episode that we did on the Anime Summit podcast.
Yeah. And Kai's videos, video essays, speaking of such, on Clearance Week.
And it just goes to prove that Junichi Sato is the only thing good about Sailor Moon and not the actual mangaka.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh my god.
I believe it's Sam still.
Let's do worst anime you've ever seen for 300.
This 2017 action show featured vomit-inducing CGI and a baffling physical touch mandate. Nick.
What is Berserk?
No.
Fuck!
Danny or Sam?
That was a different year. Different year.
That sure. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, wait. I think... Okay.
Oh, man. I feel like it's the physical touch part that's getting me, but I don't want to risk it.
I knew
it. What is Handshakers?
No. Oh, Nick. It's Nick's favorite show.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I thought that after as I was saying Berserk, I was like, I should have said Handshakers. Fuck me.
Yeah, Berserk was 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2016. Well, yeah, there's like a sequel in 2017, but yeah,
let's
whatever.
Let's do directors for 100. Please, Kai.
Cowboy Bebop. Samurai Champloo.
Oh, fuck.
Nick.
Damn it.
Who is Shinichiro Watanabe?
That is correct.
Oh, I almost got that wrong.
Nick, you have control of the board.
Let's do ending songs for 100.
100.
This ending song was famously absent for its series release re-release on Netflix, probably because nobody wanted to pay Bart Howard or Frank Sinatra. Nick.
Nick cheated.
What is Fly Me to the Moon? That's Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Correct. Nick cheats.
Let's go. He's doing his phone. He's not doing the
You're
browser.
The best, Nick. You're the best.
Nick, you have control of the board.
All right. Ending
you were buzzing
for 200.
Pretty fast there.
I was spamming
too,
it.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure makes many classic rock references, including this song as its first ED. Nick.
Nick cheated.
What is Roundabout?
That is Nick correct.
Cheated. He's using his phone. He's not using
This
the
is
browser.
My world and you're all living in it. What is iconic character catchphrases?
Believe it.
Not
Sam.
Fuck.
What is Naruto?
That is correct.
Danny, we gotta have faster fingers here.
Iconic character catchphrases for... No, actually, directors for 200.
Devilman Crybaby, Ping Pong the Animation. Sam.
Who is Masaki Yuasa?
That is correct. God.
Yeah, I clicked too slow.
Yeah, it's all about the buzzer.
Iconic catchphrases for 200, please, Kai.
Love and peace. Danny.
What is Bash the Stampede?
Okay. I will give that to you, but we like to consider people on this. And
actually,
you'll probably say,
spoilers?
Who is?
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Yeah, actually spoilers for a Trigun, but yes, you sure, that is acceptable.
She was right.
All right.
Danny, you have control of the board.
My turn.
I haven't seen that show in a long time.
That one.
We should do a review of it.
Oh, damn, we wiped half the board.
Let's do the worst anime you've ever seen for 400.
400.
This 2003 OVA featuring chocolate water slides and drastically oversized mammaries is so embarrassing, the director of its second episode requested to be credited anonymously. Nick.
Nick cheated.
What is Aiken or Aiken?
That is correct.
I can't pronounce it.
He cheated.
That's Drew's fourth favorite anime because he's only seen that many.
Nick,
let's see here. We will do the ending songs for 300, please.
The giant Dango family is a large part of this visual novel adaptation, and it encompasses its ending. Nick.
What is Clannad?
That is correct.
Oh, that's stupid. Nobody watches that show.
Yeah, nobody who matters. Wait.
The choice is yours.
All right. Let's do Angels for 300.
This piano-playing girl, nicknamed Angel by Yuri in the Afterlight Battlefront, isn't perhaps as villainous as she first appears. Sam.
Who is Kanade?
That is correct.
Is that from Angel Beats?
Yes.
Yep.
We are allowed to look things up, but like you don't have enough time.
My Weiss deck is like Kanade centered, so that's how I remember.
Cheating, you probably colluded.
Cheated. No, I just remember it because I'm
Sam,
good.
You're sitting there shuffling your shit on your desk and you just happen to scroll to that card.
What are you talking about, bitch?
Sam.
Iconic character catchphrases for 300, please, Kai.
I suppose.
Damn it.
Nick.
Who is Beatrice from ReZero?
That's correct.
And she's also a Nendoroid that I own, and I couldn't get her. I can't get that her on her stand.
Nick is shuffling his Nendoroids on his stand. That's not cheating.
She's Nick. Looking down on me right now. Let's do directors for 300, Kai.
Mobile Suit Gundam, God. Space Runaway Idiot.
Oh, forget
that. God, I should know this.
Oh, I should know this. Fake fan.
Oh, I know this. I know this. I got it. Okay. We do have a timer, right?
I would like to remind everybody the buzzer is still unlocked.
I have no clue.
Okay,
so
nobody.
I'm supposed to know.
Yeah,
I know,
this was one I specifically included for Sam, so
yeah,
awkward.
Fucked up.
That would be Yoshi
Tomino. Yeah,
oh my god.
I fucking knew that too. I just couldn't get it, and I just couldn't think of it.
I was going to say something like Yoshiko.
He has such fucking like crazy dialogue.
All right,
oh
Nick.
My god, fake fan.
All right, let's do directors for 400, Kai. Let's embarrass ourselves.
Only yesterday, Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh,
Nick.
Shit.
Oh, God. Oh, who is Isao Takahata?
Damn it.
That is correct.
All right, let's do directors for 500, Kai.
A woman called Fujiko Mine, Yuri on Ice.
Oh, shit.
Nick.
Who is Naoko Yamada?
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Oh, Nick, you suck ass.
Somber Danny?
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
No, I can't. Yeah, no.
It would be Sayo Yamato.
Yamamoto. Jeez.
I was supposed to, I should have known that. Fake fan. I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, I should have known that. I'm a fucking piece
I'm
of shit.
I'm getting exposed right now, dude. I mean, fraud.
At
fraud.
Least I put a name, you know. At least I
I'm getting frauded.
At least you guys have points.
Wait, do I go again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave's like, at least you guys are winning.
Who? Let's go with the worst anime you've ever seen.
Wait, no, Nick got it wrong. Nick got it wrong. So
no,
wait,
do I subtracted points from him. Yeah.
Yeah, so isn't it the next person? Or is it him?
I don't know.
Okay.
This 2011 harem action show by Studio Sunrise featuring Pocket Dimensions, the flying ship Musashi, and a generic protagonist by the name of Tori Aoi somehow earned a second season in 2012.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I'm not surprised. This is literally the hardest question in the entire thing. Okay. That would be... Horizon in the Middle of Nowhere.
Nope, never seen it.
Good.
I was going to Sword Art Online, but, you know.
Don't. Nick.
All right, let's do Angels for 400, Kai.
This blonde angel is occasionally called by her goddess, Beldandy, to lend her voice and song.
This is a Danny question.
Danny.
Oh, fuck. Oh, who is... Oh, shit. Damn it. Damn it. Something Bell.
I should know this too, and I fucked up.
She's like
one of my favorites. Like,
fuck.
Believe in yourself, Danny.
I know. Come on, brain.
I thought that was her name.
It's something Bell.
It's the other angel that Dandy calls.
No, yeah, but so like her angel also has the name Bell in it.
Yeah, I was telling Nick. I was telling Nick.
It's Satchel.
Oh,
Satchel.
God freaking damn it.
Fucking Nick. It's a jackal. Jackal. It's a jackal.
Oh, man.
Okay. You can't get it in three seconds. Yeah.
No idea.
No, it's all I know is it's Bell, something Bell.
Okay, well, you got half of it, so I won't distract points.
That no, be... minus her. Minus 100, please.
That would be
Holy Bell. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Goddamn.
All right.
Do I keep going?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Angels for 500, Kai.
Oh, shit.
This 2018 comedy, Interspecies Reviewers, features this intersex angel who begrudgingly joins Stunk and Zell in their sexcapades.
I freaking forgot.
It's fair. It's a tough question. Good show, though.
I should know, but I don't. Yeah.
Who is Krim?
Okay. Nope. I don't know. That was the name. I thought you were looking for like the thing they were. Okay.
No, the name. Yeah,
ending
name
songs for 400.
This show's first ending features its main character window shopping for different outfits. Pretty symbolic for a show about clothes. It's also a direct reference to a live Jade drama called Delinquent Girl Detective. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
What is Kill a Kill?
That's great.
Damn it. Woo! Let's go.
Ending songs for 500, please.
The J drama was called Tsukiban Deka. By the way, I earned 1,000 points. Thank you.
The endings of Senno Roll and Bakemonogatari don't feature Hatsune Miku. Don't feel bad, though. This band's music also gave her time to shine in the Black Rock Shooters OP.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. It's on the tip of my...
You should probably know
tits.
This.
No, I should know this. I'm a fake fan. I'm getting frauded so hard right now.
These questions are actually pretty hard.
All right, I'm gonna fucking
gonna
do it.
Lie.
I can't imagine what Double Jeopardy is like right now.
Who is the band
who
Supercell?
Is.
That is correct.
Right. Oh, Nick cheated.
He looked it up.
No, he looked it up. Taking points away.
Can we
talk
it up? What do you want me to do? What? You didn't have service against the rules? All right.
Yeah, no time. Okay.
I don't lose points because you never said I couldn't look it up.
No looking it up. Okay. Iconic character.
We need a shorter timer. We need a shorter timer.
Yeah. I gave you too much time. Who is it? Tom?
Wait, so time out.
Nick.
We are allowed to look it up, but we have such a short time that you really don't have time.
No, Nick, because I would have won every one of these then if that was the case. Because I'm fast as fuck, boy.
I got all these Google windows open.
Nick, select the next category. All right.
Iconic character catchphrases for let's do 500 just to make the OCD.
Embarrassing remarks are not allowed. Nick.
But I'm naming the character, right?
That is correct.
Who is, yes.
This is, okay, this is from the, what is the anime, Aria, the animation, and the character is, oh shit, I actually forgot her fucking name, but it's the long twin-tailed girl with the dark hair. Who is her? So bad with character names.
I put this one in here just for you. Thought we were going to do an Aria cast sometime. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sam or Danny?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's a character. Aika. So. Aika. Yeah, they all start with an A, so.
Oh, my nose.
Right, I described it perfectly.
Final question. Konnichiwa!
Oh, God. Oh, God. Half of these questions are on the tip of my titties.
Did I do it right? Konnichiwa! Konnichiwa! I got to get the Osaka accent in there.
You got a cool hat. It's a big cowboy hat.
Wow. Okay. I thought I was throwing some softballs here, but apparently not.
No.
Okay.
No,
we need softer balls, Kai.
The three of us are getting exposed.
That would be Carol Barrows from Cardcaptor Sakura.
Oh, me and Danny.
That's the thing. Like, I watched the English dub, so I didn't even know what he sounded like.
Me and Danny should have known that. No, we still should have known. We're frauds.
I should not have minus points for the Aria thing. I put myself out
should.
There.
No, you didn't.
I should have said her name started with an A. That would count for half credit.
I'd also like to say that yesterday...
her name start with A.
That would count for half
credit. Nick asked me when the Nendos for Aria are coming out, so you can just ridicule him as a fake fan. All right, on to Double Jeopardy. Our scores, Danny with 0 points, Nick with 1,300, and Sam with 1,600.
It's because I'm a slut.
All right. So on to, before Double Jeopardy, the interviews. So Danny, it says here that you host a podcast about Japanese animation. Tell us more about that.
I host with Sam and Nick on the Anime Summit podcast, which everyone is listening to right now.
Interesting. Sounds fun.
Yeah. You've been on it a couple times.
All right. Sounds like a fun time. Nick, I hear that you have a special hobby called podcasting about anime. Can you explain that to us?
Oh, it's actually pronounced a nime. It's a little known fact.
Sure. And what do you talk about on that podcast? Can you explain it?
Mostly just boobs and butts.
Forgetting and, names.
We never know names. I call him like long hair girl, baldy. You know, the guy who punches one time. That's baldy.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right, Sam.
Yes. Happy to be here.
Word on the street is that you haven't had sex in 5 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, very much so. It's very correct. Very hard right now. Lady Boner has been there for a while.
And on that note, we'll head into Double Jeopardy. All right. Sam, you are in the lead with 1,600. So you have the last selection. Danny goes first. I believe that's how it works on Jeopardy.
I think so, yeah.
Danny, where would you like to go? Our categories for Double Jeopardy will be space dramas and or romances, alternative titles, roses, famous quotes and quoters, food, and Anime Summit history.
Oh, God.
And potent potables.
Let's do roses for 100.
The iconic rose is still maintained, albeit as a dress, in Mamoru Hosoda's recent reimagining of this classic fairy tale.
Nick cheated. It wasn't locked.
What is the movie Belle based on Beauty and the Beast?
It wasn't locked and Nick cheated. He hit it before.
No, that is...
You wanted me to say Beauty and the Beast or what?
Well,
Belle,
it says
right?
This classic fairy tale, buddy. So
yeah. Okay, so
you get
as a dress in his reimagining. So Belle, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
Sorry. Let's do food for 100.
This character's love of peanuts is so strong, it's even referenced in this show's opening. Oh, fuck. You got to buzz in again. Ready, go. Tom.
Oh, my God. Kai, you faked us out.
Calm down.
You're buzzing.
Tom was still first, regardless.
What is my family?
That is correct. No, that's not correct.
This character.
Who's second?
Anya.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It says this character's love of peanuts.
No, Nick, that's incorrect. You said Anya. Danny.
Wait, what?
What? Who is Anya?
Thank you.
I said who is Anya? I said who is Anya?
You said Anya. I heard Anya.
I thought I said who is Anya. I did not get a minus for that. Play back the tape.
We'll play back the tape. Skip back 10 seconds and see if Nick said who is. I don't think so. All right, Danny.
Definitely fucking dead. You were talking over me.
Oh, come on. Just give me the point. I finally have points now.
I did not get negative points for that. There's no fucking way I get negatives.
All right.
Give
me
100.
Okay. Just give him the 100, yeah.
Let's do roses for 2.
This anime features sword fighting duels between students of Otri Academy attempting to win a valuable prize, the Rose Bride. Sam.
What is Revolutionary Girl Yutena?
That is correct.
That's a minus for pronouncing it Yutena.
Well, that's how you've been saying it, so I just copied
no,
it.
No, I say Utna.
No, you don't. Anime Summit History for 100.
This show's title was once misremembered as Across the Universe by Danny. Nick and the others tend to refer to it occasionally as Snow Hose, which probably isn't that much better. At least it's being dubbed, finally. Sam.
What is A Place Further Than the Universe?
That is correct.
I'll never get that one, because I always say In This Corner of the Universe, which is a movie.
And that's called In This Corner of the
World. I can't believe you put that in there.
I remember that name of the show.
Anime Summit History for 200.
No, Danny, that's not even bad.
This longtime podcast producer has since retired, but is still a featured character in Anime Summit's manga spinoff, Fists of Summit. Nick.
Who is Smokey?
That is correct.
That's going to make
I said
cry.
Who that
that's,
time.
That's really cool. Smokey.
Nick.
Let's do space dramas for 100.
He was a puffy boy.
The Japanese words for love and moon sound very similar, forming the pun in this show's name.
Ooh.
I should
Ooh.
Know this.
I know it.
Time up.
Boy to Uso or something like that. I don't know.
What is
oh,
as
Tsuki
the moon so beautiful? Tsuki ga kirei.
Hmm.
Oh, it's ski, isn't it? Not Suki. I always say Suki.
Excuse
Nick.
Because I say ski. Okay. Alternative titles for 100.
Single attack guy. Nick.
What is One Punch Man?
That's crazy.
I was going to say Baldi.
I was laughing so hard that I forgot to say
single attack guy. Oh, my God.
Let's do famous quotes and quotas for 100.
Since ancient times, the dragon has been the only beast equal to the tiger.
Ooh.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nobody. Okay. Wow.
I feel like the character I'm thinking of is not the right character.
Yeah, I mean, I have multiple ideas. I don't want to get it wrong, though.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
This is Ryuji from Toradora.
Oh.
What's the name of the quoter?
Wow. Mm.
Yes, both.
I was thinking of Palm Top Tiger, but I didn't know if it was like Dragon Ball Z or something.
I was thinking of the one guy from One Punch, from Single Attack Guy is what I was thinking of. Anyway.
All right, let's do alternative titles for 200.
One specific research-related train-mounted artillery cannon. Nick.
Oh, shit.
What is a certain scientific railgun?
That is correct.
I've seen two episodes of that. All right, let's do space dramas and romances for 200.
The Japanese words for love and moon sound very similar, forming the misunderstanding in a crucial dramatic scene of this film. Sam.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
What is Tsuki ga
Incorrect. Nick or Danny? Nick.
You fucked us up.
Oh, God. What is a silent voice?
That is correct.
There we go.
Oh, God. Whatever.
Think of the Japanese name. Okay. Let's do space dramas for 500. Gotta keep you on your toes.
This idol provides the catalyst to stop an interstellar war by conveying the deculture to the alien Zentradi via song. Sam.
Who is Cheryl Gnome?
That is incorrect.
Oh, God. Come
Nick.
On.
It's a character, right? Not the show. Am I naming the show?
You gotta read the fucking question, bruh.
Okay.
Is this idol, so it's a person.
Oh, God.
You're out of time. You're looking it up. You're out of time.
I know who it is. I know what she looks like, but I can't. I was gonna name the show, and that's why I clicked it.
You don't have to ring in. You have not buzzed in yet, so.
I don't know.
Okay, that would be Lin Minmay.
Yeah, I knew what she looked like. I couldn't name her.
From Macross, Do You Remember Love? All right,
yeah, I was going to say Macross.
Oh,
but,
Do You Remember Love?
I was just going to say Macross.
I was thinking of the Macross, the other one, the newer.
All right, famous quotes and quoters for 200.
Damn it.
I am mad scientist. Ah, so cool. Son of a beach. Nick.
Who is Okabe from Steins Gate?
That is correct.
Who watches that show? Nobody.
Terrible show. That was like my top 10 of the decade, I think.
I thought that one would have been an easy one.
Okay. All right, let's do alternative titles for 500.
Time limited evening. Continue your journey, madam. Nick. Mm-hmm.
What is The Night is Short, Walk on, Girl?
That's
oh,
correct.
Come on, dude. What the hell? How would you
see
that
one?
That?
I haven't even seen it. It's from Tatami Galaxy, I think.
Yeah, it's the movie that comes after, yeah.
Let's do Anime Summit History for 400.
Sam's quote of, Phil came in, right, strummed out this tune, yeah, and I said, that's a number one record, is originally from this 1999 show. Sam.
What is Futurama?
That is correct.
Oh, I was thinking Wayne's World.
Sam, you have control of the board.
Yeah, I'm the same guy. Hey, did you give me points there? I'm only
1,500. I did. You got the Lin-May.
Yeah, you lost a couple. You lost a few points there. So
yeah, Sam. How's the weather down there?
Shut up. Better than Danny's weather. Anime Summit History for 300.
This was the first episode of Anime Summit to have Kai or Clear and Sweet guest on it. Sam.
What is the Castlevania Netflix review?
Yep.
That is correct.
Anime Summit History for 500.
In the long-lost episode 1 of Anime Summit, Quokka first mentions this show when talking about his favorites, justifiably. Sam.
What is Madoka Magica?
That is correct.
Or as Madoka Majaka.
Madoka Majaka.
I was going to say that. Would that count? Half sure. Points.
What is food for 200? Because I'm hungry.
It's hard to say which this pagan god loves more, alcohol or apples. Danny.
Ah, damn it.
Who is Ryuk?
That is incorrect.
What?
Oh. Okay.
Who is Holo from Spice and Wolf?
That is correct.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh, so the horse show.
That was a good guess, though. Apples for you.
Yeah, well, that is pretty good. I don't know that you call him pagan god, but yeah.
Yeah, he's a shinigami. I mean, so
he's
like
a shinigami.
I will select roses for 400.
Roses are one of many heart flowers shown in this season of a famous long-running franchise, fitting for a protagonist named Sabomi, or Flower Bud.
Ooh.
Hmm. Nick.
He looked it up.
He looked
what
it up.
Is Heart Catch Precure?
No, he looked it up.
Or just
no,
Precure.
Nick,
I
tell me who the
up.
Other who the other character is in Heart Catch Precure.
I don't know who the other character is. I did not look it up. If I looked it up, I'd know the character, but
then why didn't you buzz in sooner?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of the name Heart Catch Precure, that's why.
I'm saying sus on that one. Alright, I'll give it to you. All right, Nick.
All right. Alternative titles for 300.
Royal School Administrator.
Oh man, I should know this one. This is gonna be good.
Princess, or what is Princess Principal?
That is correct.
Oh.
Food for 300 because I'm fat.
This food represents an industry-wide joke where it is always, always drawn far more intricately than everything else in the scene. Nick.
What is cabbage?
That is correct.
Let's go.
My cabbages!
All right. Food for 400.
The devil fruits grant many various superhuman abilities once eaten, but all also grant this one fairly severe drawback. Sam.
You can't swim. What is you can't swim?
Incorrect. Nick or Danny?
Dude, come on.
Danny?
No,
Danny, go for it, Danny.
What is you can't swim?
That is correct.
Fucking bullshit.
Danny, you have control of the board. Good.
The one I know.
I can't believe Sam didn't know that.
Shut up.
Let's do roses for 3.
This rose-toting hunk made his debut with his anime partner in 1997. He's been largely ineffective ever since. Sam.
Who is Tuxedo Mask?
Incorrect.
Okay, I hate my life.
Danny,
that's
or Nick?
That's farther beyond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 1997.
Oh, man, I should know this.
Yeah.
That is James from Pokemon.
Okay, James! Wow, it did not, like... Wow, yeah.
I was proud of that question.
Honestly, just hit me after I was all like, wait a second.
I have minus 500 because you cheated.
Danny, you have control of the board still.
What do you mean? I didn't look. I didn't even get it.
Okay, let's do roses for 5.
Oscar Francois Jejares leads the cast of Rose of Versailles, which ends with her death at the start of the French Revolution while storming this famous French prison.
I need to watch this show still.
Yeah, so do I.
This isn't even an anime question. This is just a history question.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I need to read this history anime.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be the Bastille.
That's what
I was going to say. Alcatraz.
That's how they say that in French.
Okay, Bastille. Danny.
Bastille.
Oh, again. Food for 5.
This granddaughter of the demon lord of the food industry relies heavily on molecular gastronomy for her cooking.
Ooh. Oh. Shit. I forgot her name.
I thought you liked this show.
I buzzed.
She's one of my favorite characters, too.
Was I late?
Okay. You looked it up. Fuck you. I should take it.
No, I did not look it up. I probably would have the wrong character, though. I knew.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's her cousin.
I'm glad. I was going to say Irina, so.
Yeah, because you looked it up.
No, I didn't look it up. You can hear me typing. I'm not looking it up.
What show is that from?
Can you type it on your phone?
That is from Food Wars.
Oh,
it's a good idea, so I'm going to get my phone to type.
I think still have control.
It's Irina's cousin.
Demon Lord was like... throw me off, like thinking it was an actual demon.
No, she's not a demon lord or whatever.
Honor system, we're not looking up things, right? I'm just clarifying.
We
okay.
already
that's how you
okay,
make it
yes.
fun, Nick.
I have not been looking up. I'm just
that
double
just
checking. I'm making sure you
sus.
Guys are looking up, okay?
That just makes you sound
sus.
More sus just now.
Sus. Sus.
We've already established.
I only looked
Nick's
up in the first half of the game for like 3 things, and I got them wrong too. So if that makes you feel better,
Danny. He just admitted to it.
In the first half, I was looking up Arya, and I still fucking got it wrong. Fuck!
Minus 400 right there. He just admitted
it. Yeah, right?
I already had my minus. I got it wrong.
Okay, let's do space romance for 3.
This space captain's laid-back attitude makes the title of his show, but it's his luck that more often than not ends up saving the Soyokaze. Nick.
Irresponsible Captain Tyler?
Yeah, correct.
Well, who is Irresponsible Captain Tyler?
Oh, wait, you got a minus.
Oh, yeah, he didn't say it.
Minus. All right, Tom, you got second. What's the answer?
Who is Irresponsible Captain Tyler?
That is correct.
This is such bullshit, dude.
Hey, it happened
it's
to me
the
with
rules
the one
of Jeopardy, friend.
It should be at plus 100 and Sanshi minus 100, because I did say who is on one of the earlier questions.
All right,
I know for fucking fact.
Nick, he gave it to you, Nick.
No, he didn't.
I gave you both the points, so calm down.
No, he gave it to you, Nick.
No, I had 0 points. Whatever. I'm not mad.
Alternative titles for 400, I guess.
Free the Fennel. Sam.
What is Release the Spice?
That's correct.
Oh, I was going to say Release the Kraken.
Kraken is not a spice. Famous quotes and her quarters for 300.
If someone ever tells me it's a mistake to have hope, well, then I'll just tell them they're wrong, and I'll keep telling them they're wrong every time.
Oh fuck.
I have an idea, but I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I'm leaving this fucking Discord. I'm done.
Yeah, it's a Mad Men Girl thing, probably. I don't know quotes.
Who is Madoka Kaname?
I haven't watched that show in like 6 years.
Madoka Majockstrap. famous quotes and quotes for 400, please.
It's the morning of December 16th. It was so cold. And I mean cold that if you took an ice pick and plunged it into the ground, you'd shatter the earth into a million pieces. Danny.
Who is Kion from Hot Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya?
That's correct.
Yay.
Technically,
I knew it was from that. Yeah, I was going to say Disappearance.
Oh, the Disappearance.
But... Wait, so were you looking for the character or for the name?
The character primarily, but you know, the series was also in there. Danny.
Let's do famous quotes 500.
I hate the world, the word fate. Birth, encounters, partings, successes and failures, fortune and misfortunes in life. If our lives are already set in stone by fate, then why are we even born?
Oh, dude. Get that tattooed on my motherfucking chest right now. But I don't remember.
Oh.
Fake fan. Fake fan.
That would be Shoma Takakura from Penguin Drum.
Oh, okay, no, I wouldn't have known that.
That show is so complicated, I just...
This is also literally the opening quote of the entire show in episode one.
I was thinking Berserk, where they had the skeleton hand.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, space dramas and romances for 400. This student council president is beloved by many for his good looks and professional attitude, but his relationship with Toru reveals a more insecure and distinctly vermin-like personality. Sam.
Who is Yuki Sama?
Correct.
Fuck you, Sam.
Seen that one.
At the end of Double Jeopardy, the scores.
Whew.
In third place, Danny with 700 points. In second place, Nick with 2,900. And in first place, going into Final Jeopardy, Sam with 3,000.
It should be flipped, by the way, but you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Run the tape.
I'm not mad.
Run the tape. Run the tape.
Change windows. Screens. We will be going into Final Jeopardy. I will reveal the category for Final Jeopardy, and I need all of the participants to DM me in Discord their wager for Final Jeopardy. Again, once again, the rules, you're allowed to bet as much as you have. The category for Final Jeopardy, Studio Ghibli.
Okay. Studio Ghiblets.
All right. Oh, I got to DM you here.
You
got to
DM
on.
Me in Discord. I will not even look at them until we...
Wait, so how much we're betting, right?
Yes, oops. How much you are betting on this question.
You know what? I'm just going to do something safe. I don't even know, dude. I'll just do this.
You're not supposed to say.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I mean, I'm betting everything. Fuck.
Okay. I have the numbers for all three of you. The Final Jeopardy question.
One moment, Kai. Let me get back to the thing here. So... When I click watch stream, it like fucks it up and makes it all like small again.
Oh my god.
Roll with the punches, dude. It's one question.
Okay, I got it back. I got it back.
Yep. All right. The rules for Final Jeopardy. You will have a time. DM me your answer to Final Jeopardy.
Okay.
The question for Final, or the answer for Final Jeopardy. After original author Ursa Le Guin watched this film adapting her fantasy novel series, she told director Miyazaki to his face, "It is a good film." She lied. Nick, no looking it up.
I'm not looking up. I might be missing like a participle or some shit, but you get the idea.
Okay. Are all the answers in?
All right.
Everybody watching at home, let's see what Danny risked. That would be 500. Her answer, Howl's Moving Castle. That is incorrect.
What?
Danny will be back down to 200. All right. In second place, Nick. Bet 1337. The answer, what is Tales of Earthsea? That is correct.
Woo!
And actually, it's incorrect.
Some.
Oh, shit. Mine is incorrect, too.
Bet 1,000. Unfortunately, no matter what, that puts her behind Nick for the win. Did she have Tales of Earthsea? She did.
Actually, it's Tales from Earthsea, and Nick said it wrong. So technically, he shouldn't get it.
Mm.
He put Tales of Earthsea.
Let's see.
What did Sam put?
Oh, that is correct. That is correct. Ooh, okay. Anime Summit fan base.
I mean, how are we counting this? Is this like a fucking... Are we going to really do that?
Go into the Discord.
I guess that's technically the name, right?
Comment on the video and engage with the Anime Summit on social media and argue whether or not you think Nick should get credit for Tales of Earthsea instead of Tales from Earthsea.
I'm looking on the website right now. Tales of Ged is an alternative synonym. So, I mean, okay.
Oh, my. We're talking about the Miyazaki film, the Gorō Miyazaki film.
It's a synonym for the title. I'm just
not the synonym.
I mean,
title of the book.
The title is Tales from Earthsea.
Okay. Well, as the administrator of this game, I would be inclined to give it to Nick as the victory because I think that's close enough.
What?
But
let's make it a tie. Let's do a triple Jeopardy. Triple Jeopardy mud wrestle.
I don't have another thing. So I'm gonna give it to Nick, but if you think that's bullshit, let us know.
Let's go!
So congratulations to Nick for your victory.
Play the SpongeBob victory song.
No, because you capped us on not saying what is and who is on the other questions, and then
yes, I mean I got fucked earlier for that. I lost 500 points for that. I still should have won.
Nah, dude, you're a butt sniffer.
I'm not familiar on whether or not that would count or not. That's a good question for the actual Jeopardy people.
Don't they have like a panel of judges that they ask sometimes?
They do. Yeah.
Either way,
that would be our audience.
Either way, this is really fun, Kai. You should write another one so we can do another one.
This is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you all for coming.
Make them less hard so I can get some.
Danny, I specifically put in fucking softballs for you with the Carol Ferris and the Holy Bell and like.
Listen.
What the fuck you want to win?
Danny, you should bet 700. By the way, I don't know why you didn't bet 700.
If I would have bet 700, I would have lost everything.
Yeah, so what? But you have to try
to go for the
win.
She was banking on if we had bet everything.
Well, all Sam had to do was bet less than 1600.
But
right?
I got it wrong though, because with me, I mean, I didn't know Tales from Earthsea was another like author book because I'm actually reading Howl's Moving Castle, and that book is completely different from what Miyazaki wrote. Like,
no, that was a good guess. That was a good guess.
Yeah, so, sure. Well, that's why I picked it because the book Howl's Moving Castle book is completely different compared to Howl's Moving Castle the movie. So, I didn't know Tales from Earthsea was a fantasy book as well.
I love how Kai purposely just put Miyazaki and not Gorō or Hayao.
Well, that's why. That's what threw me off. That's what threw me off.
That was a tricky one.
That one and the James one from Pokemon. I was like, I'm going to get somebody.
Yeah.
All right. That was fun. Thank you, Kai. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Okay. That's it. Yeah, I don't have an outro.
Oh, I've been Sam, that's been Nick, that's been Kai, that's been Danny, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. Thank you, bitch. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
next
holidays.
Next week is Radio Hour, so have a good holiday. Love you. Bye.
Woo!
God bless us, everyone.